The U.S. federal government has a long history of trying to help more people secure loans. During the Great Depression, the housing market collapsed, and surviving banks were hesitant to lend money. In 1938, to stimulate home construction and ownership, the Federal National Mortgage Association, known as Fannie Mae, was established to use the power of the federal government to provide low-interest foreign investment money to local banks for low-interest loans to home buyers. Fannie Mae would also buy up low-interest loans from primary lenders and resell them as investments. Fannie Mae was privatized in 1968, but as a government-sponsored enterprise, or GSE, it still benefited from the advantages of federal protections not enjoyed by other private lenders. Because Fannie Mae had such a high percentage of the secondary mortgage business, the Federal Home Mortgage Corporation, known as Freddie Mac, was created in 1970 as another GSE to prevent Fannie Mae from having a monopoly. Alfred, 2008. In exchange for federal backing, Fannie and Freddie were required to devote a percentage of their lending to affordable housing to those who couldn't otherwise afford homes.